USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Brendan Tarrant is facing murder charges in the deaths of 50 people gunned down in mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques. He stood silently in court. Tarrant was arrested 36 minutes after the shootings in a car which police say was carrying improvised explosive devices. Police Commissioner Mike Bush.
At this moment, only one person has been charged in relation to these attacks. I will not be saying anything conclusive until we are absolutely convinced as to how many people were involved.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Parts of the Midwest are being swamped by a dangerous combination of heavy rain and melting snow. WSAW-TV reporter Gerald Ballard.
The village of Plover says they were prepared for a flood. They just didn't expect this much water.
The area was not flooded at all, and just like snapping your fingers, all of a sudden we had a wall of water.
Many residents were told to evacuate their homes as early as 2 in the morning. The village turning their municipal building into an emergency evacuation shelter, and several roads had to be closed.
Right when we think we're at the tip of things and have things under control, all of a sudden a new area is breaking out with respect to flooding.
April the giraffe has once again given birth in front of a large YouTube audience. The Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York, says April gave birth to a healthy male calf. More than 300,000 people watched it live. This is April's fifth calf and the second for her and her mate, Oliver. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reaction is continuing after President Trump vetoed a congressional resolution blocking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Now, this is President Trump's first presidential veto. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He says they've been seeing an influx of people crossing the border illegally across every sector, including the Yuma sector.
They're holding capacity. They have twice as many as they can hold. A couple of weeks ago, there was agents from Tucson that were going down to El Paso, and we were going to, in buses, loading up some of the individuals that had been turning themselves in El Paso, and we were driving them over to Tucson so we can process them here because they were at overcapacity. And what that does, and this is what people need to understand, what that does is you're moving agents that are supposed to be protecting our borders, having to do this transport. So what's happening is it's weakening our southern borders. It is definitely an emergency. I don't understand how, you know, we've been up here. We're doing the job. We're out here, and we've been trying to explain how difficult it is and what the problems are. And the President of the United States is listening, and I don't understand how we have individuals that are politicians that were voted on by the American public to defend Americans that do not get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.